Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Got a wonderful program for you today. Parents of a murdered American humanitarian worker. Thanks, Trump, for taking down. Trump is my Baghdadi. Yeah. But, you know, as we got this impeachment procedure and all this stuff and all these made up votes and all this made up everything and everything going and this impeachment inquiry and all this stuff, I hope they impeach. I hope they do, because sad to say it, there'll be a revolutionary war in this country if that comes to it. A Chinese startup company has reportedly developed a smart toilet that can analyze your human excrement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Mr. Wilcox, you don't have enough fiber in your diet?
Toilet with voice assist. You need to lay off the jalapenos. This is getting embarrassing in here. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. Imagine that with like a shower, you know. You take a shower and the thing goes, you're not clean enough. Who knows? Leave it to the Chinese. I know that's what I want for Christmas. Yeah, it's political retribution because the Democrats rigged the election and they lost. A Florida man arrested for spitting on a Trump supporter. Another Trump supporter was hit. The suspect being charged because a man punched a guy outside of a Trump rally. But where are the a-holes? Where are the racists? Very, very interesting on that one. Very, very interesting on that one. There was, I think it was Kamala Harris, and imagine having a woman and a woman of color running for president. A woman of color? Color gals. Yeah. Remember when you were in high school and they had, and you saw like pictures from the 50s? And they had like, what did they have? Oh yeah, they had white bathrooms and colored bathrooms. And we got over that hump. Hump day happened. We got over that hump. It was wrong to, I don't know, use that terminology. But now Democrats have made it so that you can say that phraseology, hump day. Nah, just kidding. Seeing if y'all paying attention, my mom does that all the time. I'm paying attention, so I'm talking about like blue aliens, whatever, you know. Making sure my listeners pay attention. But I got that. I got all kinds of stuff I'm going to get into because, you know, they just want to impeach. Just more circus. A brother died today, John Witherspoon. What a guy. much, much more. And the Calabria Cup was today, and how did we do against Chelsea? I'll get into that because I was just listening to that right before the thing. And so thank you for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I don't know. You know, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you've kept my word, but you've not denied my name. You know, God opens and shuts doors. And if he opens one and it's not what you thought it was, you can he can close the door and bring another opportunity. But I have to get into this one. This Chinese startup company. Holy Lord. This is hilarious. Chinese startup developments. Startup company develops a smart toilet to analyze human waste excrement. I mean, if it could truly say we find, if it could truly tell you that there's something wrong, like, hey, like if it could screen for colon cancer in your excrement or something while you're going number two, okay. I mean, if it's just going to say you have too much fiber in your diet or not enough fiber, stay off the ghost peppers. Come on, ice cream. Come on, ice cream. Come on, ice cream. Toilets full. Please flush. Analyzation over. I cook for a living, folks. That's what I do. While I'm cooking, people are inventing ways to have toilets analyze your excrement. That's interesting. Someone had to do it. I mean, but there are people that every day wake up and go into a doctor's office and do colonoscopies and put a tube. My wife just had one done. Yeah, my wife wants one of those toilets. I can't wait. Now, if it was, it's supposed to be like real. I can actually analyze it, like chemically and stuff. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, I mean, if you've heard of CRISPR-Cas9, they are one step away from sickle cell being eliminated. They are one step away from, if you have an issue or a disease that is gene related, they will be able to put in the gene or fix the genome in a way that cured, no more Down syndrome, no more this. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, it's going to be, and you wonder if it's going to be like something where they want to collect data, you know, because there are people with this toilet that think that it could be used to collect data. You know, okay, well, it's going to like analyze your urine samples. Yeah, we need to have you, yeah, you have to buy a smart toilet if you work here because we need to make sure, you know, we have to control you and run your life. I mean, remember, folks, if you're offended by the truth, that's your problem. This is what the indoctrination has done. 70% of millennials would vote for socialism, would vote for a government controlling everything you do. I would love to know in a history book, or how a high school or college takes what happened in Venezuela and puts a positive spin on it. How is people kicking and fighting over $50,000 loaves of bread and cheese? Now, I'm assuming those professors go into a grocery store and see all that food and all those groceries, and they get infuriated. Because a socialist can't support a grocery store full of food. No, unless they're the hierarchy. Then they're in the elitist class. And if they don't take the deer leader, oh, which one's your favorite filter? They're all my favorite. I love all the leaders. You know, all this, yeah. See, socialism is sort of like when you go to that bridal affair and you come home. How you doing? Is this Kyle? Yes, it is. Yeah, so we saw you were at the Southeast bridal affair. Yes, I was. Well, we're proud to announce that you have won a 2-day, 1-night vacation in beautiful Dubuque, Iowa. That's right. 1 day, 2 nights. Yeah, the 2 days you have on your vacation, the day you come and the day you leave. But everything's inclusive. It's all inclusive. So what time does the room... Yeah, the rooms open up at 7 o'clock at night, and you have to be out by 6 in the morning. And you have to leave the resort once you get out of your room. So we want to congratulate you. How does it feel to win that awesome vacation? That's socialism. In a nutshell. That's what it is. Oh, we're going to give you all this free stuff. Yeah. Remember, it's worth what you pay for it. That's what my dad always used to say. How much is it worth? It's worth what you can get for it. If you can get $20 for it, you can get $20. And that's how it is. That's the world we live in. We have a government where 70% of the millennials don't worry. Socialism's awesome. I don't want to work. I don't want to, you know, there used to be the old saying, you see that tree out there? You never say anything about it? Nope, pops. No, I don't. There isn't money going on it. You got to earn it. You got to make something. You know, we've gone from a society where, okay, well, we got to build someplace to live because there's nothing here. Let's build a house, cut down trees, take those logs and turn it into a log cabin. Let's, you know, they didn't, back in the day, they couldn't just sit there and like, imagine like the people coming to Roanoke, Virginia, Christopher Columbus, okay, you mean we actually have to build a place to live? Yeah, back in the day, you had to build things. You wanted it? Yes, I want to have a hospital. It's going to be over there. We're going to have to build it. We want it to be long-lasting because it's probably going to be something necessary, so let's use the best wood we can, okay? Not today. Kids just, everything's going to be free. Why should I have to pay for college? You don't have to pay for college. Go to a trade school. Get HVAC certified. Be a real journeyman electrician or plumber. Just don't work for the auto industry right now because with all these... Well, we're going to make zero emission standards, so we're going to make sure all our cars have zero emission by 2020, which is going to be impossible, so we're not going to be able to produce cars, so we're going to... Everyone's going to be laid off. Well, you can't lay us off. We're in the union, so we're on strike. I remember when I worked at Taco Bell back in 95, they showed stuff to where you could do 99%, like 95% of the menu by, okay, you put in, you want this, 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 and it would have like a taco and go through and put meat, cheese, and you didn't need people. You could eliminate half your, 3/4 of your staff. I worked at Video Update, a video store, yeah, it doesn't even exist anymore. And I remember we had like a 99-cent weekend where everything was 99 cents. Yeah, that way you can watch movies for 99 cents, any title. That was a, yeah, that didn't turn out. Yeah. Oh, here's a bunch, and this will, some of you older folks will get the disposable cameras. Yeah, they gave us a bunch of those to take photos. we found out we totally forgot to do that and take photos. And then, like, at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, 7:30, we're like, oh, and we're trying to, like, take a bunch of photos because you had to submit the cameras to corporate. And mitigated disaster. Okay. So we're sitting there like, okay. And we're trying to pretend like, and there's like no one on Sunday night. And like no one was there. Wasn't even really that busy of a weekend anyways, even though it was 99 cents. You know. And of course, like, they had these giant helium tanks. And we're supposed to hand out balloons to the kids. Right. And it's like, okay, this will do like 400 balloons. And you got like, you didn't even give us that many. We got more than enough. And, like, one store they gave, like, 10 tanks to or something. It was, like, they didn't know what the heck. It was so bad. And, like, that's back, like, when they had, like, call 1-800-BIG-BUNS. Hi, you've called 1-800-BIG-BUNS. You know, like at 10 o'clock, 11, like, late at night, they'd have, like, are you looking for that sugar daddy? Just call 1-888-SUGAR-DADDY. That's 1-888-SUGAR-DADDY. Just $1.99 for the first minute and $3.99 every other minute. Call now. And we were just calling up, just making up all kinds of things to see if we could get phone numbers to work in one day. And we were pranking each other back and forth. And I finally pick up the phone. Thank you for calling Video Update, home of the 99 Cent Tuesdays. This is Kyle. How can I help you? And it was like a corporate lady. Finally, someone who answers the phone the way you're supposed to. Is your manager there? I'm like, just a second. I'm like, woo! That was God right there. But you don't need video stores anymore. Alexa, please play Grease. Playing Grease. Now, man, in my old day, okay, what do I want to... This is what I really want to see. Well, let's put a movie list together. Okay? Put a movie list together. But they don't have, and then you have to start your car. You have to go to the video store, rent the dang thing. Then you have to return the thing. But my point in this little rant is, guess what, folks? Guess what? They don't exist anymore. I mean, my brother-in-law is dealing with the strike right now. It's a big, 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 big issue. And it's huge. It impacts my family. My you know. And that's how it is. There's my sugar mama right now coming in. My producer. I haven't started the show and everything. But, you know, stuff's going to change in this country really quickly. Because, you know, the politicians are apologize. You know, they're for themselves.
Where's my sugar daddy?
There's my producer. Come on in here and just give me a hug. But it's one of those things. They are. I mean, and they're playing Russian roulette, and they're going to lose. Well, we're gonna make up whatever. This is our rules. We're going to make it up, okay? You're only going to be allowed to ask the questions that we say you can ask. If you try to ask a question that's going to make Trump look good, nope, we won't allow
Did
that.
Did you see any of the arguing about the rules today?
Oh, yeah.
It was hysterical.
Yeah,
it's a
circus.
That's exactly.
It's just like...
But I want one of those toilets. I'll take one of those toilets. They can have my whole DNA. I don't give a... I would rather have a toilet than a colonoscopy. Especially when you have to have one every 2 years. I'm just saying.
But then again, though... They ask no. I want to get into this one.
Okay, you won't even have a colonoscopy done because you're afraid of someone playing with your uterus.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They can do an X-ray. It's like a CAT scan colonoscopy, but if they find something, they still have to do a normal one to cut the polyps. That's why most insurances won't pay for it.
Go on with the show and hush. Leave me alone. I'd rather.
Well,
okay,
let's...
I want you to have one. Just have one and count.
I'm going to have to. What I'm saying is even if that toilet was a smart toilet, If it sensed something was majorly wrong, they'd still have to do a colonoscopy and find out what it is and cut out whatever it is. It's not like you can have a smart toilet that, I mean, maybe it gives you the colonoscopy at the same time. Who knows? It has like a camera comes up. I don't know. We're moving on, folks. I apologize if kids are listening. Just in case you have kids in the room. Hey, Mom, what are you listening to? But a suspect has been charged with punching a man outside of a Trump rally. A Florida man has been charged and arrested for spitting on a Trump supporter. But we're the racist bigots. We're the racial bigots, you know. I mean, I honestly, truly believe, and this is just going to take a lot, you know, if they try to impeach Trump, it's a game over. If they do it, it'll be a revolutionary war, not a civil war. Civil war would mean like two, like a north and south, or like east or west or something. It'd be a revolutionary war because there's already people that are like, hey, remember Congress, just go on any of these conservative sites. You work for us.
Well, one of the big issues is if they're going to have enough votes. They're going to maybe have enough by the skin of their teeth because there's a lot of seats coming up that in 2020 that Trump won, that Democrats are in now. That when in 2016 Trump won those districts. And now they're coming up for re-election, and they're being told, you vote for this, you're done in this election.
Yeah.
So if they vote for impeachment, they're going to lose their career.
Yeah.
Which public service should be public service, shouldn't be a career.
Like even on CBS, they showed, okay, here's this stock that was worthless. All these politicians bought in on it, and then all of a sudden, the CEO came back to life, and the stock went from less than a dollar to like $60. Ka-ching. I mean, Trump is paying tribute to the military canines who.
He gave that dog a medal, a honor thing.
For helping get Al Benghazi. But that's the problem. See, there are politicians on the left like, well, see, we would have gotten Al Baghdadi. He would have been killed. Whether Trump was president, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With
Omar, that
vegan
man, okay.
Let me tell you something. First of all, that's just bullcrap because you just can't give Trump credit for nothing. No matter what he does. I want to have Trump come out like, yes, this is my bill. I'm doing an executive order to fix global warming. They'd be like, huh, there's no problem. Can you believe it? He wasted his time doing this executive order on global warming. There's no global warming. He needs to sit there and support all the stuff that Democrats do now just to see what they do, to see if they actually stand behind him. Or because no matter what, I mean, if Trump came out saying that global warming's real, Al Gore would probably, what? Trump said global warming's real? It can't be now. We can't support him. Trump could be against the border wall and they'd be like, what? No, we can't support Trump. We got to have the wall back up.
Well, they wanted the wall, but they didn't want the wall because he wanted the wall. So,
yeah, that's my.
Yeah, right, you're right. If he came out and said global warming, what? This is global warming. Al Gore wouldn't know what to say. How could they say, how could AOC? How could they say, she said we only have 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he said, yes, okay, here you go, by 2025, 2030, everything is. Everybody has to be off the grid, no satellites, no this. We're going back to caveman. I mean, we're going way back. Okay, no cars, no nothing. What would they do then?
They would see, as of now, the White House is going to do everything via letters. They're going to have a wax seal to prevent them from being opened prematurely. And this is going to be beeswax, because we want to preserve the bees, and it's going to be a renewable hemp paper. And they've what? Yeah, we're gonna not use electricity in the White House.
That's why I really
love Trump, because he's getting them to flip flop so much to where they don't know which aisle to the.
What is their platform except for impeach Trump?
I don't know what they're doing except for impeach Trump.
And call us racist. I don't know if I told you, I meant to, but doing the colonoscopy and everything was rough. But GM, they're not on strike anymore. They, by 25, everything, it was a crappy deal. GM got what they wanted. The union didn't. They're all electric. Everything by 25.
So the union accepted the deal? So they're going to lose like half of their workers?
30% or so.
So, like, every single GM car, no matter... So, like, the Corvette's going to be... You got to be kidding me. I'm sorry, but I'm going to start a GoFundMe page. I'm going to start a GoFundMe page tonight. I'm going to start a leaded fuel car company. It's going to have leaded fuels. The seats, the padding inside the seats is going to be asbestos.
Let's not go too far.
Oh, no, we're going all out. We're going to be like the original Kent cigarettes that were made with the...
2025, everything electric.
So we're going to have... So instead of having like 50 fires from Bolts, we're going to have like millions of fires from millions of GM cars?
Yeah.
See, that's what happened. That, if you don't know, that's what... The Chevy Volts are what caused the wildfires in California. They all caught fire. But I want you to do me a favor on the show tonight, if you will. Please pray for the Reagan Presidential Library, because it has been evacuated.
But I heard on the news, on the way here, they got a box or something around it. They got it coordinated off or something.
To try to keep it from, but still, I mean, but then there's probably like people like LeBron James going, why didn't they do it to my house?
China.
Ask China.
Do you hear your cat?
Yeah, I had him out earlier and it was like freezing cold. I'm like, if you want to go out, I'm shutting the door. So stay in or out, because it was like 40 degrees. Yeah, we're supposed to have snow tomorrow. I'm supposed to go down to Indy, and we're supposed to have like snow for like Halloween, like 20 some degrees.
I'm gonna be at the church doing trunk or treat or break the silence. So yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Oh, it's not colder than normal. Snow around where I live.
Well, it's not. This is what it's like in Michigan.
This is not even. Yeah, I've had Halloweens where it's 70 degrees.
I've had it where it snows.
Oh, I've been in Vermont when it's like minus 20 degrees below with a 70 minus wind chill. So this is like air conditioning for me. But, you know, no here nor there. But as many of you know, my uncle died last, you know, John Witherspoon, the great Friday actor, Soul Plane. That is one of my all-time favorite movies. Stinky Finger! Man, you ain't got no stinky finger, man. You just got some baked potato.
How do you get lose your job on your day off?
How y'all get fired on your day off?
You don't chase the dog. You worry about the dog chasing you.
Well, one thing right here, you can go to work, go to school. In a month, rent's due, you don't have to worry about catching a dog. You have to worry about a dog catching your ass. That's my pleasure. Foot of a dog's ass all day long. Bang, bang, bang. He was incredible. His stand-up was... And he was raw talent. I mean, they would just, like, film and just let him go, and he just, like make... And just, like... Did you write that? No. We're keeping it. Cut. And they would keep... He was that... Yeah, Friday was one of my... It's in my top 10 all-time favorite movies. I've seen it 100 times, and I'll watch it again. When you gonna let me, Miss Parker? Isn't it the older the berry, the sweeter the juice? I think it's the blacker the berry. She's blacker, too. Big snake, big horn, big one. I don't give a... Oh, wow. It's for what? Where?
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. I don't know how it's safe. Because it's not NSF approved. But anyways, I don't know if you saw this. I don't even know who this guy is. And he's probably only made the news. No one probably else has heard of him except for he got on the news. Rapper YG.
He did it to get in the news.
He brings a fan up on stage and tells him to say F you to Trump. And when he wouldn't do it, because if they told me to say F you to Obama, I would say I disagree with his policies, but I'm not going to disrespect the presidency and the office of the presidency. Would I vote for him? No, but I'm not saying that about Obama or Hillary Clinton. I respect the office, but that's just where we live in.
That is just so, you don't do that to a fan who pays for the
seat. Yeah. See, that's why I like Dolly Parton. I'm here to entertain. I'm not here to be a political anything. Let me see here, folks. Let me see here. Let me put on my glasses and I can see here. Got about 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world for about 15 minutes or so. At the end, I want to get into the how Manchester United did in the Calabria Cup. Yes,
how
sir.
Bad did they lose?
You know, they actually.
Let me sit down. Did they actually win?
They beat Chelsea in the Europa League. Oh yeah, it was incredible.
I'm coming home at the.
With Marcus Rashford's goal from 40 yards out will probably go in the history books as one of the greatest. It's up there with Rooney's. It's up there with Beckham's. It was incredible.
Rooney, number one.
It's up there with that goal was probably one of the top five best goals in Manchester United history since they became a club way back. It was that incredible.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I was listening to, because we couldn't get it, so I was listening to the United States, and when you hear Mark's reaction, I'm like, it's incredible. But we'll get into that. It's just this world that we live in, folks, where, you know, and remember, when I was in high school, they were, We learned in the 50s. We learned in the 50s. Like in the 50s, we learned about they had white bathrooms and colored bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
And it was wrong. Like we went over that. We got see this a little. I'm gonna do a little map for those. You have a line here, and there's a hump. You don't want to be up here. This is when you had segregation and you had white bathrooms and colored bathrooms. And then we got over that hump and got over that. Well, guess what happened? What was it? Kamala Harris said, you might be having a white, I think it was Pocahontas that said, you might have a white woman and a colored, and a woman of color as president. What do you think about that? Having a woman as president and a woman of color, that's what they want. I think it will be Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, because then they can say, you're racist and you're sexist.
Yes.
I'm like,
you know, I actually have had people get mad at me and stuff because I did not like or support Hillary because I was a woman. Aren't you? No. I go, and I said this just to part of my belief a little bit, but also if I could instigate and irritate, I can be known to do that once in a while. I said, you know what? Not only that, I don't think a woman is qualified to be president. What do you think about that?
And I am a woman.
Exactly. And they, yeah, what could they say?
You're an ant something.
Yeah, they'd think of something.
An ant cracker?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just... I'd be like, well,
yeah.
you're sexist, and I am? Cool. What else can you label me? Great.
And I care, what?
I give a crap. Remember, folks, if you're offended by facts, that's your problem.
The truth.
Well, facts, too. Because there are people that when the facts, you know, there are still people that say, well, you got to understand, you know, Trump, you know, Russia interfered in our elections, and we need to, you know, because see what happened is, you know, no, what happened is you were lied to. You were told that Hillary Clinton could never lose. She was going to win 100% guaranteed. Trump wasn't going to win one dang state. And then when he won, okay, we got to do something because they're gonna come here and chop our heads off. Oh, well, folks, don't worry, folks. Hillary Clinton won, but because of the Russia, because Russia hacked our computers and stuff, yeah, they made Trump win. So we got to fix
yeah,
it,
and
you know.
I told people, like, you know what, Russia had no, oh, you want to know who caused me to vote for Trump and not Hillary? Hillary needs to go look in the mirror. Or actually go look at her wedding photo.
No, you want to know who got me to vote for Trump? Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Mitt Romney, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and on and on. Every president but Reagan. And Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Garfield was not bad.
There's been a few others. But then
Kennedy. I like Kennedy. I didn't like Lyndon B. Johnson, you know.
I didn't like FDR. To me, he's still the worst. He gave us the welfare state.
Yeah. And it was very unpopular. Well, it's just like in 64 when they voted to get rid of precious metals in our currency, because then they could devalue and make more of it. Okay, let's see, what is the cheapest way we can make a coin? So that, because we don't want to have the coin more valuable than the face value. We got to make sure that if we can make quarters that cost like a tenth of a cent to make, we don't want them to be able to melt it down and have value there. We want it to be worthless. We want them to we want to control what we're the government. We want to control what your dollar is worth, how much you can actually buy. And that's what they do. That's called inflation. Okay, we want to make sure that this dollar is as worthless as possible so that you have to keep making more so you can...
How much does it cost to make a penny now?
A steel penny, last I heard, would still cost more than a cent to make.
Yeah.
Because, like, last I knew, because I'm a coin nut, last I knew, all 2013 and older nickels, because of the nickel in it, was like a 7 cent melt value, and it's been up to like a 7.5 cent melt value. Same thing with the 1981 and older, all those pennies had a 2 to 2.5 cent melt value because of the copper. And some of the 92s, some of the 82s, not all of them, because that's when they started to just put a copper plate on them to save money. To devalue your currency.
Yeah.
I want to get into this. Because Colorado is going to, as I'm a huge cannabis supporter, and you have, like, Irvin Rosenfeld, and there's a lot of people that are basically getting marijuana on your tax dollars. LB Mashika is one of them, too. Both live in Florida, and they're getting marijuana in your tax dollars. But Colorado is going to allow doctors to prescribe marijuana in place of opioids. Okay. Now, are they just going to be able to say, okay, yes, you can go, yes, we think marijuana would help you, here you go, or do these people know what they're talking about? Are you going to be able to go to the doctor, okay? I want you to go to the dispensary over there. I want you to get an eighth of Deadhead. That will help at nighttime because you're not eating your appetite. I want you to get a quarter of Girl Scout cookies. And that will help with get your appetite up. That will get you hungry because I know with the stuff you're dealing with, your stomach, you know. And here's your prescription right here. Yeah, it's got the eighth of Deadhead and a quarter of Girl Scout cookies. And if you want, I'll put in here that they can also, some Great White Shark, if you want, try that. If they don't have Girl Scout, no, they'll probably just make up. You can use marijuana. Yep. It'll save my medical license from, because I'm on, if I give one opioid to someone that doesn't need it, I can lose my medical license. And I would like to have, we think marijuana would be a good thing. We have a guy over here that's an expert that can tell you what your symptoms are. And before you go to even a dispensary, he can talk to you about your options and do you think you should take a tincture under your tongue? Do you think you should try an edible? Do you think you should smoke? And have someone that knows, that's gone to like a cannabis training university that understands this.
That's an idea. I like that a lot.
That way you're not going, you're not like the kid in the candy store.
What you need to do, and I know you could do this probably would take you a day to do this. Get a hold of, what's the one guy that gets cigarettes from the government still?
Irvin Rosenfeld.
Get a hold of him and get a hold of some big people that grow it, marijuana. Because for you to grow it, you have to know the consistency, the pH. You have to know it all about it.
Yeah.
You can be successful. Okay?
Yeah.
Talk to them about getting that, a university or whatever, and see what they think. That wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Yeah.
That would be something right up your alley, actually.
Yeah. And there's so many strains out there, and that way you're not because what they tell you is, and there's a great picture. I wish I knew how to do men's, where, because they're like that, I take like the photo, like where they get the photo and they put words in it.
That's not that hard. I can do that. I've done that with pictures of men.
Well, I'm talking like there's ones on YouTube. I'm like, okay, or Facebook, how do I take that photo and that already has letters on it and take and put my own words? I don't know where you just get I'd have to find the original photo, but anyways. And I had like this hippie chick, and she looked so cool. And it was like, she doesn't care where her marijuana comes from, but her veggies have to be organic. Here's a bowl, light up. It could probably have herbicides, pesticides. She don't care. She's getting high. But when it comes to her vegetables, they got to be organic. I need to know the farmer. I need to know the fertilizer
you use. That's so funny. That's so true. You know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's true.
Exactly. It's the truth. I mean, all my listeners need to go and listen to the Up in Smoke 2008 version, the Tommy Chong one. Because back in the day, you didn't know what you were getting. You were just... That's why I didn't want to let him out, but, you know. And it's hilarious, because back in the day, you didn't know. I just wanted relief. Like Rolaids. I didn't know. I mean, now that I think about it and, oh, wow, it has all these benefits. Well, that's basically, I was medicating, didn't realize it. Because, hey, it helped my pain. It helped this stuff. I mean, like I tell people all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's why you're doing it. Okay.
Okay. Let me tell you something. That's my producer. But, okay, when you, because I played the drums for years, and I thought I just didn't practice enough. I just didn't do this enough. And I play for like 20 minutes, and I get tired, and this and that. And because of my myopathy, I now know that, hey, you'd play for a little bit, and I should have been able to take like a 20 minutes when I started and go for like 4 hours, and it feel like the 20 minutes. I can never produce them. I was... Whatever my BS producer would believe, was I doing it then? I was just doing it because, hey, I wanna try it. I was not. Now, when I look back on it, oh, that's what it was. It was actually medicating. It was actually helping me. It was actually doing all these things I didn't know. It's just one of those things that, you know, I trust, you know, like, if the government says don't do it, I do it. If the government wants to go after Trump, nope, I don't want to, because, you know, if all these politicians don't like him, he must be doing something right. But if anyone's out there, I'd really like to have a way for, okay, now that the doctor thinks that marijuana can help you, let's sit down and come and I want to talk to you about the different ways you can use it. So it's, because remember, folks, what do they say in 90% of the commercials? Before, my doctor tells me it's all the time way out. Well, with this prescription I'm writing for you today here, that's right here, take it on your day off or take it at night. Because if you have a ill effect to it, it's going to happen. You don't want to have an ill effect when you're driving or at work or something like that. So, there you go. It's just one of those things, man. I'm looking up something really fast, folks. But it's one of those things that... It's just one of those things. Wow. But I want to get into the Calabera Cup and all that stuff and what's going on. And the Calabera Cup is the... It's just awesome. And Marcus Rashford's goal is incredible. It was an incredible, incredible goal. One of the greatest of all times, I'm telling you. And, you know, I didn't know how we would do against Chelsea, but, hey. We dominated. Yeah, it wasn't on US TV. Sometimes you It is, sometimes it isn't, it just depends. It's incredible, you know, and it's putting good, positive spins on our team, and, you know, Grant, you know, we're taking anything. We'll take a relocation side and win 3-0, and we'll be excited about it. What we need to be. We need to have excitement no matter who we're playing. Yeah, we should not be, I mean, granted, it's gotten to the point where, hey, they're 15th in the league and we beat them 2-0. Yes, sir. It should be a top four side that we beat 4-0. You know, and is Ollie the right man for the job? We need to see. I'm an advocate, and I've said this before many times on the program. Get as many players that he wants, and see what he does. But then again, you know, what if he tanks? What if this happens? What if that happens? Why did we get, we got him the 5 players he wants and we didn't win 1 game? Well, if you got great players, okay, these are phenomenal players. He's just not the right manager. We get, you know, he was scouted by, if they're wanted by Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayer Leverkusen or Chelsea or Man City or Liverpool, chances are they're probably pretty darn good. But I have said this before. Take the 5. Take 10 of the best NBA players. Put them on the court. And, you know. Okay, out of the 10, pick the best 5 and put them on. If they can't play together, those 5 guys in the league may be the best. It doesn't mean they're going to actually dominate. You know. And that's how it is with this United squad. I mean, just because you have a great group of people, they may not be able to play together, you know. But you need to have a leader first and foremost. You need to have a leader that comes together and says, hey, this is what we're going to do. You know, we don't have a Roy Keane anymore that's ripping off his shirt. Okay, I took my heart out, put my jersey on. Let's go. You're in my house. You're at Old Trafford. 10-0. You're going down. I'm the captain. I'm in charge. I say what goes. Alex Ferguson might be my coach, but I'm on the pitch. No matter what he says, if I don't deliver, what good is he if I don't deliver? That's how it is. We don't have that. You know, they keep changing the armband. You know, it's kind of like winning the lottery. These people won the lottery by being hired by Manchester United, and guess what? Now that they've been hired, well, I got my money on the win, lose, or draw. No. You're paid to entertain us, dominate, kick some butt. Kick some butt, folks. Do something. Bring back the glory days. You need to get players that, I don't care if I get $2 or $200. I don't care. Dale Sr. used to say all the time, I just want to drive a race car. I don't. And those old photos of him after a race, you know, like in a bass boat and stuff, like, you know, he didn't care. As long as he give me a donut, you know, I have things and able to do things many people can't do. You know, and that's the problem. Most of these footballers are like, so look, you know, it's like they don't. Hey, I've made my millions. I don't care. Nice try. Now, win, lose, or draw, guess what? I got millions. I'm, you know, yeah, I'll come to United, but, you know, And that's a big issue. That is a big, big, big issue when you look at these players that, you know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, sorry, but United is, a lot of people look at United as a payout. As a payout. How can I, yeah, maybe they'll take me. Maybe they'll take me. Maybe they'll take me. Maybe I'm 40. I'm 34. Maybe, I mean, there's been talk of actually bringing back Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Dude, he is way past his prime. But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, if it's rumor, if they're just trying to put stuff in the newspapers, that's okay. If it's real, then I'm kind of scared. Then I'm kind of scared here. Wait a minute here. You want to bring back Gareth Bale? You want to? Yeah, I would have taken him 5 years ago. No. I mean, there was one talk like, well, Manchester need to take Austin Venga as a manager. I'm like, okay, I might not be a fan anymore. But, I mean, there's all these stories. I mean, Manchester United needs to come Manafort. He's past his prime. Sorry. Sorry, Manafort, you're past your prime. You know, it's kind of like, well, we're kind of doing this between 17 and 18-something youngsters, or, okay, yeah, you need to be in the senior division. And we can't have that. We gotta have some younger people. Yes. But like 22, 23, that can still go and do and be. And if we start going backwards and we start going to 10th and 12th, and I think if we got back to 15th, they always got to go forward. Can't go backwards. That's all I'm going to say with that one. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward how all things shake out, but we need to move forward. We need to, okay, I think he's the man. I've not been all the way out. Give him a chance. Let's see what he can do. Now, if he continues to do the 5-3-2, continues to do some 90 seconds left in the program, if he continues to get Dang Diamond, whatever, you know, if he starts doing things that don't make sense, like, okay, Ashley Young's my captain. No. We got rid of some players, and he's getting at least the right type of player at the club. Yeah. I mean, so he's doing some positive things. I got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Me and my wife just having fun, my producer. We always do, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. And just remember, folks, the popcorn you've been eating has been pissed in film at 11.
Really?
And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, tomorrow. Good night and God bless. Goodbye.